Hey everyone, welcome back to The Basic Witch. As always, I'm Cassie. I want to first and foremost apologize for this podcast episode being a couple days late. I had to re-record the whole motherfucking thing because it wiped out. Of course, I had to work all weekend, so this was the first opportunity I got to re-record it. So it is Monday, I do apologize, but honestly, I think this version is better than the first one that I did. Ignore that loud ass motherfucking truck that just went by. Bunch of dicks. Anyway, I think this version is going to be a little bit better. I'm not rushing through so much. So the other one that I recorded was very stiff and very like robotic sounding like this. It was just, I don't know, I was fucking off that day. So maybe it was the universe's way of telling me to re-record it by deleting it. So today we're talking about herbs. Honestly, I get asked a lot about herbs and using herbs in witchcraft, and a lot of non-witches are the ones who want to know about it, and that makes me believe that they are a little curious, you know, maybe have a little witch in them too. But I thought we'd go over some of the basic herbs that people use, just kind of talk about things we could do with them and what they're for, just kind of touch base on all that. I don't know if you guys saw my video I posted in the group and then I posted it on TikTok. We've got my room underway. As I was talking about last episode, the kids have moved out now. Trav and I are empty nesters and I got my own room now to do what I want. So now I have what I call the craft room. And it's pretty cool. There's some good pictures on there. We're nowhere near done, but we're really getting there and I'm excited. Travis made me some beautiful things in here. I've got some awesome shelves for my apothecary and just some really cool shit. We bleached the bones over the weekend and got those ready to be displayed in here, which they look cool. I didn't completely bleach them like totally white. I wanted them to look still kind of natural, so it's just kind of cool. You walk in, there's a basket of bones there. I like to tell people that was one of my enemies. I know, it's not funny, but it was funny to me. Anyway, alright, so herbs, I'm really excited to kind of get into this because that was one thing that really scared me when I first started off in the craft was working with herbs, because I was like, what the fuck do I do? Like, do I smoke them? Do I eat them? Do I like burn them? Like, what the hell do I do? I was so confused and I was really intimidated. So I kind of pushed myself away from that aspect of things at the beginning. But then once I embraced it and kind of started learning, then I was like, wow, this is fucking awesome. So we're going to dive right into that. Real quick, before I take the break and dive in, did you guys see the pictures? Oh, I didn't post it in the group. I'll post it in the group. Travis and I went to the river this past weekend. I work night Saturday, or Sunday, so what day was it? Saturday night, we went to the river and went hunting for feathers. And we found 44 feathers. Some were fucking huge. There's some eagle feathers and some goose feathers and just all kinds of fucking beautiful feathers. So I will post the picture in the group. I think I only post it on my main page right now. But we can pick all the picture or feathers in the picture because I took the picture on my white rug. And some of the feathers were pure white. They were little, but they were pure white and they wouldn't show up. But I thought it was really cool. So I'm going to take a quick break and then we will dive right into the world of herbs. And I'm back. I want to go ahead and apologize in advance again for my sniffles. You guys, I have been dealing with sinus and allergy bullshit mixed together for like 2 months now. It's just one more thing of hell for me to go through, so it's fine. I'm used to it. All right, so herbs. Okay, y'all, there are a million different ways to use herbs in your magic practice, and there are a million fucking herbs to do that with. So today I'm just gonna try to keep it basic because, you know, we are the basic witch, but I don't want to get too intense and too intimidating, especially if anybody is new to this. I don't want to scare anyone like I was scared in the beginning. So if you are new to herbs and you're trying to learn, you might want to grab a pen and paper, something to write with and something to write on. And I'm kind of going to go over what each of the herb properties are, like what you can use them for. If you don't feel like stopping and writing, like this is the lesson, it's totally fine. You can always go back and just listen. For the most part, this is alphabetical, but there are a few things that are out of, I guess it's nowhere. It's not really alphabetical. There's a few random ones sprinkled in there. I'm literally just going through what I call my herb cheat sheet that I made years ago. I've obviously added to it. I'm not going to get into some real fancy herbs. I'm honestly just going to keep it kind of simple because I don't want to like scare anybody, but we'll do another episode later on of some more unique herbs and things like that. So when it comes to herbs, like I said, there are tons and tons of ways that you can use them. The most common is putting them into a spell jar. Some of them are edible, consumable. So you can make like teas out of them. You can use them in your cooking. You'd be surprised at some regular herbs that we use every day for cooking that have magical properties too. So you could do that. You can burn them and use the smoke from that to cleanse or do whatever. You could put them just in a jar and set them around. You could sprinkle them loosely around. If you have fresh herbs, you can hang a sprig of them wherever or attach that to whatever it may be. You can, there's some you can smoke. We'll talk about that later on in the episode. And there are some that you can burn and inhale the smoke from if you don't want to, literally roll up one and do it. There's really a lot of ways you can boil them. You can add them to water. You can add them to mixtures. There's really a lot of fucking ways that you can do them. You can literally just sprinkle them around your damn house. It can literally be used anyway, honestly. There's just so many ways, and there's so many more I'm not even listing because it's just, it would take me the whole episode just to list all the ways you can use herbs. So we're going to hit the basics. Basil is also used for cooking, but in the magical world, it's for luck, purification, protection, faithfulness, banishing, negativity, wealth, courage. You guys will notice a repeating pattern with a lot of these herbs. A lot of them can be used for the same concept, same thing. So if you're out of one herb, don't feel like your whole spell is fucked because you can always replace it with something else that has similar properties. A lot of these are used for protection and purifications and love and luck. I mean, you're going to see a pattern for me as we get going, but it doesn't mean that every herb is exactly the same, but also doesn't mean that you can't use them either. So I don't want to confuse you, but at the same time, there's no wrong way to be a witch, so do whatever the fuck you want, however if you feel it fits you. So there we go. Bay leaf. So a bay leaf is the whole leaf or just crunched up with your mortar and pestle or grind it up or whatever the case may be. You can use it in so many ways. I like to use whole bay leaf. I will buy whole bay leaf and put in my apothecary, but I also have crushed bay leaf in there too because I can use both of them, for different things. Bay leaf is good for divination and clairvoyance, inducing visions, protection from psychic attacks, and boosting your magic. Bay leaf is really also good in money spells. I've used them in a lot of money spells. By writing, well, it can actually be used for any type of spell for what I'm going to explain, but I like to write my intentions on a bay leaf with a fine tip Sharpie, and it has to be super fine if you're going to write on that thing, because there's a lot of stuff I have intentions for, and bay leaf's only so big, y'all. But it is really good to do that with a spell, and it's very simple. You can literally just take the bay leaf, write your intentions on it, say a little incantation, and then burn it and cleanse something with smoke or in the smoke and make a talisman out of it. I mean, there's just multiple ways, but bay leaf is really good for a lot of things, both whole and crushed. Black pepper, oddly enough, is really good for warding off curses. It's good for protection and dispels unwanted entities. So sprinkle some black pepper around. You got somebody coming over that you don't want, or you got energy in your house. It's more than just cooking, guys. Black pepper is really good for a lot of things. Catnip. Who would have thought that catnip would be something that we could use in our magical world? But it is. And I'm going to tell you guys a funny story real quick. I get a lot of my herbs from a place online. It's Ariana Willows. I'll put the link in the Facebook group. But anyway, I get it through, she has an Amazon store. But I get a lot of my herbs through there. And when the package came, it was a box. And They're pretty nice. You get about a half ounce in each package. And you usually can get like a variety of like 25 packs or something like that for pretty cheap. But so I got a box to replenish my apothecary, and the box came and I was going through it and I didn't have time to fill my jars and everything yet. So I just put the box away for the moment. I think I just put it underneath the table at the moment. I think I had something going on. And anyway, I came back and my cat had literally opened the box and dug out only the catnip. Like, out of everything, she just dug out the catnip. I thought that was so funny because of all those herbs, she was able to pull out the catnip. It was just funny. But catnip is used for love and happiness, to attract luck, to help develop your psychic and emotional bonds. It can also be used for your familiar or, you know, if you don't have a cat familiar, if you have a different one, whatever. Catnip is really good just to kind of create a... It does... I mean, think of it like when you use for a cat... It's used for, like, playfulness and things like that. It makes your cat happy. And that kind of works the same with humans. So, it's kind of funny. We're like cats in a way. Cinnamon. Now, cinnamon, you could either do ground cinnamon or cinnamon sticks. They both work, have the same properties. But I like to use cinnamon sticks and ground cinnamon both. I keep them both in separate jars. Cinnamon sticks we use a lot different times of the year for different Sabbaths to kind of do things with. I like to decorate with cinnamon sticks as well. And it just kind of adds. I have a little baby cinnamon broom that I keep by my altar to kind of clear the energy before I start working. And I'll, from time to time, I'll like tie a fresh cinnamon stick on it. And just to kind of add to the whole thing. But it stimulates clairvoyance, raises your spiritual vibrations and helps with astral projection. So it's really cool to kind of just add that cinnamon to the air and the atmosphere, and I really like it. The cinnamon part for astral projection, I usually drink a chamomile tea at night before bed, and sometimes I'll it's not always just chamomile, but there's like different herbs and stuff in them, and just different kinds of sleepy time tea, and I like to add a little sprinkle of cinnamon in it, and it kind of helps boost that, you know, it just stimulates you more without the caffeine part, but stimulates you to help you with astral projection or just kind of connecting with the universe in a way as you fade off into sleep. It's a really cool feeling. So I know I'm weird, but it's fun, guys. I like to fuck with my mind. Cloves. Now, I keep whole cloves in here, and then if I want to, if I need them for to be ground or anything, I'll just use my mortar and pestle. And they're fucking hard sometimes to bust up, but it works. They're also really good for toothaches, too. So, and you could just kind of crush them up and form them into a paste. But cloves are good for banishing and warding against hostile and negative forces. And cloves are also used in shielding. I kind of want to do an episode later about shielding and. It kind of goes hand in hand with veiling, which I don't know if you guys have ever heard about that. Some people got really pissy on a TikTok video because a girl was doing shielding by wearing a bandana on her head. It's like a little, not necessarily like a bandana, but I'll post a picture on the group so you guys can see what I'm talking about. But someone was getting angry saying that it was cultural appropriation for her to be having this bandana on her head, but it didn't, like... It wasn't offensive to any specific culture or a cultural, like, collective. It was just a bandana on her head. But they called it veiling. So we'll get more into that in another episode. I don't think that it is bad. A lot of other cultures have commented on that video now since it's been out and explained that it is okay. It's acceptable. It is nothing bad. Someone just got their panties in a bind. And as much as I do really want to constantly respect everyone else's culture and set boundaries. However, I think that there are some things like this situation. We just had one person who got really angry for no reason. It wasn't a really widespread video until the lady started the drama, and then everybody was attacking the lady who started the drama. But we'll talk about all that in another episode. Coriander. Again, those are also little, like, balls, what I have them in. And like I said, if I need to use them crushed, then I'll crush them with my mortar pestle. But for the most part, I just keep them in the little, the ball form, like the raw form, whatever. It's used for love and protection, divination, clairvoyance, and fertility. again, you guys are seeing this pattern of protection, clairvoyance, divination, and love. And it does go out throughout a lot of the herbs, you know, they mix together. And this is something when you get going, if you have different things, it's why it's really good to have options. Sorry. I have the window open in here because it's really nice. And the catio's in here. And this truck just drives like a dumbass up and down the road every fucking day, like 100 times a day. And it just pisses me off. Anyway, so sorry about that. Like I was saying, you guys will find that repetitiveness. But it's really cool because when you go to do a spell or make an herb jar, anything, you'll notice that if you're out of one, there's usually something you can use that will come close or fit in with that. Plus, you can mix them, and that gets to be a lot of fun, too. Say you want to mix, like, strength and protection with love and healing. I mean, you just want to have this big old everything going on. Something, somebody's got a lot of shit going on in their life, and you're trying to make a spell jar for them or a talisman or something. That's where it's good to know all these, so you can mix multiple things and just do one burn and cleanse and set the intentions into the talisman at once with just one burn. So, and it does really help. Okay, this one I never pronounce right. Calendula. It's C-A-L-E-N-D-U-L-A. I cannot pronounce that word for anything, so I'm not going to say it again. It's love to diffuse negative energy and cleansing. This actually came to me, and I got it. God, I don't even remember where I got it. I think it was from a Tamed Wild box before I quit that subscription because it was not good. The last two boxes I got with them were just crappy as shit, and it was junk stuff, so I quit getting that one. But it was actually in a tea form. Well, it's not a form, but they suggested you use it to make a tea. So I was never brave enough to do that because I wasn't really sure if I would like it or not, but it is what it is. Echinacea. Now, like a lot of people think of that just as like the vitamin, but it is not. It's much more. It is used to strengthen the power of spells and a powerful healer. So that's something you can literally add to any of your spells. Say that you are doing a love spell, and so you're taking like lots of different things, coriander and lavender and lemon balm and comfy leaf, and you're, you know, doing it all together. I'm sorry, not comfy leaf. My brain's not thinking. But anyway, you're doing all that. Then you add in a little bit of echinacea, and that strengthens your spell. So that's a little additive extra there. Eucalyptus is used for purification and healing, protection, bringing joy, and overcoming blockages. You can also get this in fresh eucalyptus leaves. A lot of people will put those in their shower. Fresh sprigs of it in their shower to kind of open up when the hot water hits, kind of opens everything up. When I think of eucalyptus, I think of being sick and healing with that mintness, and I don't know why, but that's where my mind goes every time. Believe it or not, garlic is used for more than just cooking and warding off vampires. It's actually, well, in this case, it's used for warding off things like strong ties and banishing things, but it's used for protection, banishing, warding off strong ties. It also works with Hecate. It has strong ties with Hecate, I'm sorry. Passion, it's good for spell breaking, strengthening clairvoyance, adding confidence to yourself, and courage. So garlic could be used in a lot of ways. It could be used as the powder. It could be used just crushed. It could be used as whole clove. There's just so many fucking ways that you can just do it. I mean, not everything, you guys, I'm talking about has to be crushed and dried. A lot of it can be fresh. You can kind of just do whatever with. You can literally have whole pieces and have it in there and just do as you need with it and approach it that way. I've seen a lot of witches who literally have everything in their apothecary as whole, like whole leaves and whole cloves or whole sticks of whatever, and they will literally crush it as they go as it's needed with their mortar and pestle. So it's kind of cool. It gives you options. You can kind of do it however you want. I'll post some pictures in the group so you guys can see what I've got going on and how I've got it set up as of right now. So I'm going to take a quick break because my cat is flipping out and I got to get her some treats before she flips the fuck out. And I'm back again. Sorry about that. My cat is very needy, and when she wants treats or love and attention, she needs it immediately and is absolutely zero patience. So I had to take care of that. Moving on, ginkgo leaf. So I have a bunch of it, but I've never really messed with it. It's mostly used for an aphrodisiac and for fertility. I have mixed emotions about it. For some reason, the smell reminds me of something that I can't put my finger on, but it like triggers some memory, a blurred memory, but a weird memory. I know this sounds extremely confusing, but it does. It just freaks me out. So I just keep the lid on it and keep it on my shelf. So there's that. Hyssop or hyssop. I'm 100% sure how to pronounce it. It's H-Y-S-S-O-P. It is used for purification and lightens vibrations. And in this instance, when I'm talking about vibrations and herbal use and magic and things, this is referring to like energies and things like that. So sometimes it's just a little too heavy feeling. I need to kind of lighten things a little bit, or just maybe even like in the sense of like lifting some negative vibrations in a way. So that's kind of what I was talking about, like lightening the feelings and the things that are happening. Colt's foot. That's another one. This actually came in my box of herbs. I've never really messed with it, but I do plan on adding it to a few things actually this coming week. It is used for divination and tranquility. I've heard it's very peaceful. You can use it and kind of burn it, and it kind of gives like a peaceful feeling. The smell is a bit different. I like it though. It's weird. It's hard to explain, but you'll find these things that some of these herbs have a horrid smell at first, but once they've sat or you use them, then the smell kind of differs once you kind of get them out of the jar and away from everything else. So, black salt. Now, let's talk about black salt. I often get asked, where do I buy black salt? Where do I get black salt? Do not buy black salt. If you buy black salt, you are literally giving your money to somebody for nothing. You can literally do it at home. Take sea salt or regular salt or whatever. I prefer sea salt when I'm doing magical work, just because it's coarser and it's just easier to work with. I just prefer it myself personally, but to each their own. But, sorry, I'm feeling that stupid. You're going to take your black salt, or I'm sorry, you're going to take your salt, sea salt, regular table salt, does not matter, coarse salt, it does not matter, honestly, any kind of salt. You're going to take that, and then you're going to take ashes from your incense. Just collect some incense, burn some incense, collect the ashes. You can take ashes from a fire that you made. Honestly, you can take ashes from anything. Some people use coffee. You can use either of them, and there are probably 100 other things you can use. But you just want to mix that with your salt. I like to crush it with mortar and pestle. Like I said, I use the sea salt, which is thicker and coarse. So I just kind of blend it in together with my mortar and pestle. I don't crush it up significantly because I do like still to have that heavier feel. But you can crush it really fine if you want. You can also fuck the whole crushing process and literally just put it in your jar and mix it, shake it up, mix it. Remember like them fucking shake and go salads from McDonald's back in like the 90s? Okay, I just told like making myself look old here, but back in the 90s, McDonald's used to have these salads that it looked like a big mason jar, was plastic, and you had like your whole, they piled everything in there, and then you flipped the top over to add your dressing, and then you put the lid back on, you shook that motherfucker, and it was all coated, and you just ate it on the go. It was kind of a cool concept. I kind of missed that, actually. It was pretty cool, but anyway, that's what you can do. Just shake the shit out of it to make the black salt. You're going to have some of the ash soot set at the bottom of it, but that's okay. You can add a little more salt. You can lightly stir it around to recoat the salt you have, or you can just leave it. It's completely whatever, up to you. Again, it's your apothecary, and there's no wrong way to be a witch, so it's literally however you want to do it. Comfy leaf. That is used for magical healing and protection. And when we talk about magical healing, that kind of goes hand in hand with protection. Magical healing is like protecting yourself, more healing yourself from energies and entities. Say you did a speaking board session and you connected with some energies or entities that were not super wonderful, they were not nice, or maybe you forgot to close your circle and something got out, or just anything, any case like that where the magic has just been way too much on you and it's really kind of bothered with you, you know, fucked with you a little bit. That is something you can use. Now, when I have done too many readings and I feel completely and totally fucking drained, I will literally just burn some comfy leaf in my little cauldron, and it doesn't even have to be a lot. I literally just kind of burn it and let the smoke waft through the air and kind of, not really inhale it, but just kind of let it cleanse. I'll use my broom or one of my eagle feathers to kind of waft the smoke around. I have like a little cauldron that I can kind of carry around with me, and that's what I use to do this part of it. But I'll kind of carry the little cauldron around in my space and use the eagle feather to just kind of dissipate the smoke around the room and kind of cleanse the air around it. So, and it does make you feel a little bit better, because readings and divination does drain the fuck out of you. I know we've talked about it before when we talked about some of the different, in the different divination episodes, but actually this coming week, this Saturday, the 3rd, I'm doing a bazaar, and I've been asked to do readings all day, and I'm excited because I love doing it, but I also know that I'm going to be completely and totally fucking drained when I'm done. I'm not even going to, like, be able to, like, function. And I have an event to go to that night. Well, not really an event, but a cookout. Family cookout. I'm hoping I don't have to work, because that would really suck, doing readings all day and then have to go to work and just be totally fucking drained. But that's what I will do if that's the case. Once I'm done, I will literally come straight home, burn some comfy leaf, get it in the air, and cleanse myself and my aura to kind of heal that. So it is honestly a really good benefit. If you do a lot of divinations and you get drained, it's really good for that. Lavender is kind of like the go-to for me. I love lavender. Lavender is another one that you can put fresh sprigs of lavender in your shower, and it kind of helps just everything. Honestly, guys, lavender, you can literally put it anywhere in your home, your car, if you're using like fresh sprigs. It is fucking amazing. I don't know why, but I'm so drawn to lavender. I always have been. I love the color. I love the herb. I love the plant. I love everything about lavender. I don't know what it is, but it's literally just been my go-to. I actually have a lavender essential oil roll-on that when I get too stressed, I kind of roll behind my ears and a little on my neck and then my wrists, and it just kind of does this whole calming effect for me that is amazing. And that's what lavender is used for, purity and calmness. Seeking love and healing. I don't need to seek love because I have love, but I have a really strained relationship with my mom. I'm sure you guys kind of caught on to that sometimes with me talking about my childhood growing up. It wasn't a home that we grew up where we say I love you or anything like that. Even now, it's really we say it, but it's a quick love you and that's it. There's no like ever hugs or anything like that, and it's hard because I strive for that. And then when I met my husband, his whole family was love you, hugs every time, as soon as you get there, as soon as you leave. Like, it's a whole different thing. And when I was little, I told myself when I have kids, it's going to be different. I will always let them know that I love them 100 times a day. I will get hugs and give them hugs repeatedly. It's a different type of feeling. I don't want to go down that road because I'm going to start getting emotional, but whenever I do start kind of feeling that bumness, I do try to seek that out with my mom and kind of get that back. Or not back, because I never had it, but try to invoke it, and it gets emotional, so it never really works out because I never follow through with it. But that is something that I personally would use lavender for, as far as the seeking love portion of it. It is really good all-purpose plant, herb, oil, everything. I mean, it really is. Lemon balm. Lemon balm is used mostly in love potions and used as an aphrodisiac. It honestly smells really good. I accidentally mixed lavender and lemon balm not real long ago. It was an accident. I just started to put it in the wrong mason jar when I was refilling my apothecary, and those two combined, just, I don't know what in the hell happened, but oh my god, I didn't even burn it or do anything with it. I literally just mixed the two in the mason jar by accident, and it was the most amazing smell, and it literally just changed the whole aura of my space. Like, everything changed. The ambiance was completely different. It just, I don't know what the hell happened, but those two together are extremely powerful. So if you're looking for a very calming, loving feeling of happiness and joy and sexy timeness, mix lavender lemon balm, because fucking A, guys, it did something. Linden flower. Now, I never really used linden flower. I never even really heard about it until it came in one of my herb boxes from Ariana Willow, and I think it's really cool. It's used, again, for purification and love spells, but it's just got this really pretty look to it. I mean, they all kind of look the similar after a while, but it comes, it's got some little bit bigger chunks of leaves in it mixed with some smaller ground leaves, and it just, I don't know what it is about it, but I'm really drawn to it for some reason, so I can't wait to kind of use it in a few different spells. I've got some love spell jars I got to do for a few people, and I'm really excited to add that in there and just try to play with it a little bit, because I really think it's fun, and it smells really good, too. All right, guys, this one is kind of interesting. Mugwort. Some of you may already know or have heard about the different properties and aspects of things you could do in mugwort, but mugwort is for purification and helps with divination. In the fact that different ways you use it, it makes it a psychedelic. It's extremely bitter if you make it into a tea. Extremely bitter. You can smoke it. You can burn it and inhale the smoke from it. It's messes with your... I've not tried it this way. I've tasted it and realized how bitter it was, and I couldn't drink the whole thing, so I didn't really get any effects from it, but... I've talked to a lot of people and worked with a lot of witches who have, and they tell me that it is amazing because it really helps with opening your third eye. It really helps to tie you in with your divination and kind of open up your clairvoyance sides of things, and it really brings out your natural abilities. So I have a plan. I don't know if I'm going to get to it tonight. I want to do it on a day that I'm off, and honestly that I have to work the next day, so... if I'm going to do it in the evening, it'll have to be a day I don't work the next day. I might do it tomorrow night because I'm actually off Wednesday. So I might try tomorrow night. I'm not going to drink it because that bitterness, I don't think I can get over unless I add like a gallon of sugar. But I might try like smoke, like to inhale it, have the burn and try it. But I've heard so many amazing things that I really want to try it. So I think I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to do it. And I'll report back to y'all and let you know how fucked up it was. So I will take one for the team. Nettles. Nettles are actually kind of cool. They have this weird little... I don't even know how to really explain it. It kind of looks like black grass in a way. But sometimes when the light hits it, it's green. It's got some white sticks going on in there. And I actually got my refill pack that I, when I refilled my apothecary the other day, they had some really big sticks in it. And I thought it was kind of cool. It's used for dispelling darkness. And if you guys know, if you pay attention to the hauntedness and the stories I've told you about my home, we've had a lot of weird fucked up shit go on around here. So I have used the nettles to kind of dispel the darkness. I'm pretty sure we've gotten rid of all of the dark entities that are here. But the guy that we call Jack, that called himself Jack, that is kind of holding the little girl from leaving and kind of keeping them from really speaking to us, which I may have to just do a whole episode on all the entities that live in our home. So we'll get into that another time. Mint. Mint can be used for so many things. And there's different varieties of mint, obviously, too. So... mint in general is used for healing, protection against illness, attracting good spirits, protection, attracting money and prosperity. It promotes visionary dreams and banishes negative energy. Now, mint, obviously, I connect again with being sick, kind of like eucalyptus. It goes hand in hand again with, you know, protection against illness. When I think of mint, I think of like being sick and the Vicks Vapor Rub and things like that. For some reason, I don't know why, that's just where my brain goes, but it does help with all those things. And again, another herb that we consider to be like cooking is oregano, which is actually used in the witching world for cleansing and protecting from negativity. Again, we're seeing the repetitiveness of some of these different herbs, but it's nice to know that if you're out of something, you can literally just go to your spice rack and grab some fucking oregano and you're still good. So it's really nice to know these things, and this also gives you an upper hand, too, of when you're with your family, and you're, if you are living in the closet, you can literally keep some of your apothecary right on the fucking open, and no one would know. I mean, no one would realize if you had basil and bay leaves and sage and rosemary and oregano in your fucking kitchen, they're not going to think anything. And salt, they're not going to think anything of you being a witch. They're going to think that you're cooking. And with thyme and all that, like, literally. In cloves, I mean, so much of this stuff is literally used in cooking. And in the witch world, it's a great way, you know, because some of these are able to be used for so many different things, that that's really awesome that you can keep it right out in the open and no one would know what's going on or be the wiser. So definitely a good thing for any witches who are living in the closet still. Rose. Okay, so you can be using rose petals. You can be using different types of rose. There's a lot of different things as far as rose goes. I keep an entire mason jar of dried rose petals for many things. I crush them as I need them, but I also have like a whole box of just crushed or just dried ass regular flowers too. So I kind of plan to do my own potpourri with it and just never have. I don't know why. So I just have this giant box of crushed flowers or dried flowers, but one of these days I'm going to do something with it. Anyway, rose is used for healing and calming stress, diffusing tensions within the home. It attracts love, lust, and attracts different things. It's also known to silence secrets. And by that I mean, back in the day, they used to place rose above a doorway where they would hold secret meetings and like secret societies would go in there and talk about their shit and their plans for everything. But they had the rose that they would post up there, and it was like, would help to keep their secrets secret. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense. It was like the opposite of truth serum. It made you like keep that shit inside, which is really cool. So it's really awesome. Rose has a lot of different things you could do with it. Rosemary. Okay, so right off the top, rosemary can be used as a substitute for any herb in a spell. It's kind of known as like the all-in-one kind of herb. So it literally can be used to replace anything. So again, if you're living in the broom closet, rosemary is a good one to keep in your spice rack in the kitchen, because you can use it in replace of anything, basically, and it's going to have the same effects, which is awesome. So put that shit on everything you cook and make yourself extra powerful. It's also used for protection, again, psychic ability, protects from psychic attacks, works against thieves, and attracts the fae. When I say it protects against psychic attacks, that is energies and entities around you fucking with your head, trying to get into your mind, and even our own minds playing tricks on us and fucking with us. It's kind of scary, the world we live in, but it's not just the physical world, it's the spiritual world that can be scary too. So it's always good to just kind of be prepared, because even if you think, oh, I'm fine, I don't believe in that part of it, you could be very wrong. Because it can literally be your own mind fucking with you. It happens. Sage. We all know sage. We cleanse homes of spirits from sage. We do sage cleansings. It is basically the cleanse of unwelcome spirits and negative energy. It also promotes financial gain and communications with entities. So if you were getting ready to do like a speaking board session or any type of divination, I would sage the area first, and then that will kind of help open some communication lines. Also, sage is used in food and cooking, so there you go. Thyme is used a lot in fae work. It's for courage and bravery. It dispels nightmares if you put some above your bed, like a fresh sprig of thyme. And if you can't get a fresh sprig, any of these things, honestly, guys, if you can't or don't have access to like the fresh of them, you can take the dried versions and put them in like a little sachet or something and hang them anywhere you need to create the same effects. You can get those little sachet bags, I'm pretty sure, online, super cheap. It's just like what the little potpourri bags would be. They're not very expensive. You can probably get a whole pack of like 100 for under like $10 probably. So maybe something I need to look into as well. I need to make a note of that for myself. But yeah, definitely. If you can get access to fresh, you can always use dried and do the same concept. But it's also used, like I said, to dispel negative dreams and nightmares. It's also used to promote positive dreams, beauty, and purification. So if you're having some bad dreams or nightmares, and you'd rather have good dreams, just go ahead and get a little bit of thyme, whether it be dried or fresh. Put the sprig of fresh above your bed or the dried and little sachet above your bed, and you'll be good to go. Salt, similar to black salt, is used for protection, cleansing, healing, things like that. Again, you can use sea salt, table salt. It doesn't fucking matter. If you literally just get salt packs and dump them out and use them, it will work. You don't have to be fancy. And why we're talking about this too, a lot of these herbs, like I was discussing, like oregano and rosemary, sage, thyme, you can literally get them right out of the kitchen section or the cooking section at your local store. You don't have to go fancy and buy, especially from a medicine school store or from an herb supplier that deals basically with witchcraft. You can literally go to the dollar store and get a bottle for a dollar from Dollar General, Family Dollar, Dollar Tree, whatever, and it's the same damn shit. So you don't have to get all expensive and fancy, just a FYI. Yarrow is used for courage and love spells. It's kind of like these little yellow, that's how I always think of yarrow, it's yellow. It's kind of like a yellowish, kind of like a weird yellowish, greenish little, I would describe it as looking like maybe, you know, like when you pick up straw bale, all the pieces that are on the ground after, like you picked up straw bale, the pieces that fell off, that's kind of what it looks like, crushed up pieces like that. But yarrow is used for courage and love spells, like a lot of things. Like I said in the beginning, guys, there's a lot of this stuff that repeats or has multiple properties or things do similar, have similar effects. And that's really good in our world because sometimes we don't have access to everything. And it's nice to have these substitutes. So it's just something to consider. Red clover, fidelity and love. So if you are concerned that your significant other maybe have wandering eyes or be looking at someone else or have feelings of infidelity, try some red clover. That is meant to bring them back, to keep them, keep them there without cheating, keep them honest. Why can I not think of the word? Anyway, y'all know what I'm talking about. Witchgrass. Now, witchgrass is kind of interesting. It kind of looks to me like, even know, like dead grass, honestly, like dead straw grass. It's brown and it's kind of big, it's not super thin. There's kind of like some little weird sticky things going on there too. It literally looks like sawdust in a way, only like a little bit browner. But witchgrass is used to reverse hexes. That can be hex on you or someone you know that you're working with or working for, someone needs your help. Witchgrass is great in reversing hexes. Now, we talked about sage. White sage is used for wisdom and emotional strength. There is a difference, obviously, like the dark sage is things you cook with. And the white sage is what a lot of the cleansing and protection things are like that about are used for. Most of the bundled sages you get are like the white California sage. That's basically what this is talking about, like the white sage. St. John's wort is more than just a vitamin. It is also used for protection and happiness. I have a jar of it. I've never really used it. It kind of looks like, I don't know, about the same, like, you know, sawdusty, like thick pieces, kind of, little sticks. I've never really messed with it, but I might have to find a use for it. Like I said, with everything being so, having so many of the similar properties, there's a lot of these I've not really even tried much of, but I have them. Just in case I need them. So it's kind of cool to have that option. And maybe one day I'll just switch it out and try St. John's wort for something. White willow bark. Now, this is something that's new to me. I've not used it yet. I just got it not real long ago. It is really dark for being a white willow bark, but whatever. It's used for working with the moon's energy and for binding spells. Now, I have done several binding spells and freezer spells that are similar to binding spells. So I'm going to try to add some of that white willow bark in for that very soon. All right, and the last thing I want to talk about is it's not technically an herb, but I use it in a lot of my spells. I add to a lot of my cooking, and we just discussed it the other day or last week when we were talking about the summer solstice and Litha. However we're going to pronounce it today, because we can say whatever we want, because we all say it different. Anyway, honey. Honey is symbolic of sticking together. It's used in binding spells and stability. It's also used to, quote unquote, sweeten a person. You got somebody who's a real asshole that you work with. Use some honey to make a little spell and make them a little bit nicer. It's also used in attraction, love, lust, and sex magic. Sex magic is a whole other topic that we will take on. We'll tackle that topic later because it's a whole interesting situation. But it can be a lot of fun. And the last and most controversial herb I want to discuss today for this episode is marijuana. Mary Jane, pot, weed, whatever the fuck you want to call it. No matter your views on it, since the whole great debate of it being legal or illegal. Yes, it's illegal in a lot of states. Yes, it's legal also in a lot of states. Some states acknowledge the medical purposes of it. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Let's talk about it. So, sorry for that loud-ass motherfucking truck again. Marijuana is a plant. It is an herb. It is used for properties of many things. Here's what gets me. So whenever we start the debate on marijuana and someone, you know, when you say that it is a plant and someone says, well, so is cocaine. It comes from a plant. Correct. Cocaine does come from the cocoa plant or whatever it is. But it also has kerosene and fucking cement added to it. Weed is literally grown, planted and grown, pulled, hung upside down to dry, and then crushed and smoked. So big difference there, no harsh chemical additives, things like that. However, in today's world, it has changed a bit compared to the 90s when I was a kid, and there was just one kind of weed, and that was just regular weed. There wasn't, you know, all these fancy different hybrids going on. It was just literally regular weed. So my stance on it, I don't use it anymore. I do use like CBD, or I do use the carts of it, where you can smoke it like a vape. I do use the legal amount here in Indiana because I am abiding by the law, 100% by the law here. So no. Anywho, but no, marijuana does have its place in witchcraft. There's actually some different groups on Facebook I came across that were called Witches and Weed, and the Weed Witches, they call themselves Green Witches or something of that nature, which is completely awesome. It has many different uses, both medically and herbally. It literally can help in so many ways and do different things. It brings about happiness and calmness. It is used to create a calming environment for purifications, cleansing even. It's just a pretty useful herb, honestly. You don't have to smoke it. You don't have to ingest it to use it in your craft. And it can just be very helpful for different things. It can help your mind with divination because it puts you in that state of relaxation where you're kind of opened up more and you're accepting to other things, which is nice because it just has that ability to loosen things up. So, yes, marijuana can be added to your apothecary and used in your craft. So, I think it's very helpful. Whether you agree or disagree, we will choose to just think what we want. Because, again, there's no wrong way to be a witch. So, this episode was a little bit longer. I think I'm going to start getting a little more detailed. We're getting past a lot of the basic things. I want to start to get a little more advanced, although we're still called the basic witch. I do want to start getting into some more fun things. If you have any suggestions, please hit me up. You can find me on Facebook. My real name is Cassie Godfrey. I'm on TikTok at the Basic Witch 2020. On Instagram now, I am Cassie the Basic Witch because my Basic Witch page got taken down, so I just became one that got hacked. So I just added it to my personal page, so I don't even care anymore. I don't keep anything personal. Well, I do because, you know, all the shit, but that's why I just don't post as much anymore because all the hacking and stuff. I'm not near what I used to be with it a little bit. Anyway, you can also always email me at thebasicwitch2020@gmail.com. I want to hear your guys' suggestions for what you want me to talk about, different things you want to do. I'm going to start doing the YouTube videos really soon now that I have my room all set up. Or it's not completely done, but it's getting there. So definitely hit me up with your suggestions. I'm still trying to get everything straightened out and taken care of so we can get the order out to you guys and everything back on track. God, I feel like I have a million and one things to tell y'all, but I cannot think of a single fucking one that I forgot. I should have wrote them down. I had them wrote down when I did the first episode, but then I lost it all, so I don't know what happened. Anyway, yeah, so have fun with it, you guys. Again, you're going to hear me say a million and one times, there's no wrong way to be a witch, so enjoy your craft, have fun with it. If you're still in the closet, live your best life in there until you can come out. Don't be afraid to think outside the box so that you can still enjoy your craft without the whole world having to know what you're doing or who you are. If anyone needs something or you need someone to speak to or anything going on, please reach out. It may take me a few days to answer, but I promise I will answer. I'm telling you guys, my messenger's been so jacked up. It is messed up. The best way to get me is honestly through email at thebasicwitch2020@gmail.com. It's literally the best way to reach out to me. So yeah, that is the herb recipe. Huh? Jesus, I need a fucking nap. That is the herb episode. Next week we're gonna do something really cool. We're gonna get into some more advanced things and go from there. So I think that's all for now, y'all. Have a great day. Blessed to be. Again, I'm so sorry this is delayed, but life happens. So, yeah. All right. You guys have a great day. Love y'all. Blessed to be. Bye.